Greetings to all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What a wonderful time to gather together in the presence of the Lord. Thank God for our Creator, His love and unwavering care. Thank you, Tammy, for reaching out for this opportunity to share the word of God, and to soon, and to each all of you for the loving, warm welcome in Christ. We are here today, united in one heart. May the God of the Holy Spirit fill our hearts and minds with wisdom and knowledge as we embark on our quest to seek God. Today, sermon's topic is embracing the trial to God's will. And the chosen scriptures is Matthew 26, verse 36 through 46. If you have your Bible with you, please read along with me. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciple, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptations. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, you will be done." And he came and found them asleep, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." First, I want to say, as believer in Christ, our journey with Him is not always easy. There may be a season when we face physical or emotional trials, feeling overwhelmed or uncertain, and struggling to understand what is happening. It can be hard to navigate everything alone, making it difficult to find a sense of peace. I, myself, have experienced these things, these feelings, at various points in my life. Additionally, because we are humans and live in this fallen world, the challenging seasons we encounter can include health issues, family or financial problems, or any crisis, whether collective or individual. However, regardless of the season you are experiencing or the pain you are facing, this passage from Matthew 26, verse 36 through 46 reminds us that we are not alone. Jesus understands our struggles and pains, and there is courage in embracing the trials to God's will. And there are five key aspects that we must cultivate to truly embrace the trials that come with following God's will. These practical steps are illustrated through the example of Jesus Christ and his relationship with the Father during these events in Matthew 26, verse 36 through 46. The key number one is prioritize personal prayer. Prioritize personal prayer. The journey begins with Jesus leading his disciple to Gethsemane, saying, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." Gethsemane symbolize both the struggle of humanity and obedience to God's will. Jesus distanced himself, knowing the challenge ahead. He sought strength through communion with the Father. Jesus, with his disciple, in the place of Gethsemane, experienced a time filled with grief and sorrow, as he also knew that his time had come to be handed over to sinners. Jesus distanced himself from his disciples to pray, and that was the first thing he did. These teach us that life's trials must begin with prayer, as exemplified by Jesus himself, who is going to face the trials of death through the cross for the sake of our sins. Prayer is very important for believers in Christ to surround ourselves with God and his presence. There is no better place than being in his presence amidst our sufferings. We cannot rely on our own strength. We need God to empower us. Without the support of God and his presence, we will faint. We are reminded to prioritize personal prayer in our daily lives. Jesus exemplified this faith journey to conquer unbearable pain and sorrow. And we are called to deepen our prayer lives. In our time of uncertainty and loss, the first thing to do is pray and seek God's presence. In prayer, we can be open and honest with God about our struggle, fears and hopes. Trust that, like Jesus, we can find peace and directions through connecting with our Heavenly Fathers. Number two is embrace vulnerability together. Take Peter, James, and John deeper into the garden. Jesus reveals his sorrow. My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. These expressions of his deep emotional turmoil underscores his humanity. Jesus does not shy away from showing his vulnerability to those closest to him. During our seasons of trial and heartache, we are also invited to be honest with God and those who support us. Don't be afraid to share your feelings with trusted friends, family, church pastor, or leaders. While we may feel insecure about revealing what we experience, and that's okay, we should at least confide in those we trust. Sharing vulnerability with the community can be a source of strength and healing. Jesus shared his sorrow with his closest disciples, encourages us to reflect on how we can share our burdens with our community. Mutual support and vulnerability can give us the strength to persevere. So consider connecting with a trusted friend or join a small group with our church to share and pray for one another's needs. Key number three is surrender to God's will. Surrender to God's will. One of the most profound moments of spiritual surrenders, Jesus prays, "O my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Jesus fully submits to the Father's will despite the impending suffering. These surrenders invite us to trust God's purpose over our desires. As we all know, when Jesus came to this earth, he did not come on his own, but by the Father's will. Jesus demonstrates that perfectly in his life, journey, and ministry. We humans have limited minds, and our desires are not the same as God's. His ways and thoughts are vastly different and higher than human understanding. Consider what areas of our lives that needs surrenders. It might be a personal ambitions, a problematic relationship, or a long-held fear. We can write down specific things we struggle to release to God. Pray for the courage to trust Him in these areas, seeking His wisdom and guidance. Key number four is stay spiritually awake. Stay spiritually awake. Returning to his disciples and finding them asleep, Jesus poignantly says, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptations. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. As followers of Christ, we are reminded of our tendencies toward spiritual lethargy. Jesus called us to be vigilant, to stay alert, and rely on prayers for fortify our spirits against temptations. Jesus exhortations to watch and pray urge us to be spiritually alert. We must recognize the distractions and temptations that divert us from our faith journey. Life is a matter of choice. We must choose actions according to God's will, such as reading scriptures, worship, or acts of service, and incorporate these regularly into our routines. If we allow ourselves to be influenced by worldly things, it will distance us from our faith. We must always devote ourselves to the things that will deepen our faith. And lastly, key number 5 is perseverance with purpose. Perseverance with purpose. Jesus continues in prayer, persisting in his engagement with the Father. Despite his neglect from his closest companions, he remains steadfast, demonstrating a unwavering commitment to his missions. His perseverance fuels his purpose, the redemption of humanity. Reflecting on these, we find inspirations to continue our spiritual journeys, regardless of setbacks or moments of isolation. Our result, empowered by God's strength, prepare us to fulfill our divine purpose. Jesus' perseverance in prayers equips him to face the upcoming trials with determination. Reflect on your purpose as a follower of Christ, particularly how you can express your faith through service and love to others. Find a way to serve others, such as reaching out to a neighbor in need or offering encouragement to someone struggles. In the concluding verses, Jesus awoke his disciples, ready to face what lies ahead. Raise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. With these words, we witness his courage and readiness to embrace his path to the cross, a journey that brings salvation to humanity. Matthew 26, verse 36 through 46 offers profound lessons on embracing the trials to God's will. Highlights 5 key aspects that we have already learned. These lessons include prioritize personal prayer, embrace vulnerability together, surrenders to God's will, stays spiritually awake, and perseveres with purpose. We need God in every moment. Without Him, we become weak and weary. In this fallen world, problems eventually come our way, whether they are physical or spiritual. However, we have purpose in God and must remember that our experiences are temporary. Storms does not last forever and will pass. If we find ourselves in the midst of these storms, we shall hold on to our purpose in God and stand firm. Jesus understands our feeling and struggle because He physically experienced them. He loves us unconditionally and is always with us in ways we may not fully comprehend. We are forever loved by God, and He is always near us. We must remember to follow and seek His will. Embracing the trials of God's will is a transformative journey that requires faith, patience, and a commitment to follow His lead. As we embark on this path, may we find strength in prayer, courage in surrender, and peace in His hope. Amen.